This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea in what was likely a weapon designed for a submarine-based launch. The test firing would mark possibly the most significant demonstration of the North's military might since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. Tuesday's launch came hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program, underscoring that the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a pause in diplomacy. North Korea last tested an SLBM in October 2019. North Korea has been ramping up its weapons tests while making conditional peace offers to Seoul, reviving a pattern of pressuring South Korea to try to get what it wants from the United States. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin directed comments toward Russia during a news conference with Ukraine's defense minister in Kiev Tuesday. Austin reiterated U.S. President Joe Biden's statement that the U.S. supports Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. It's unwavering. Earlier in the year, increasing ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine and a major Russian troop buildup near the border fueled fears by Kiev and Western powers of renewed hostilities. Russia in 2014 annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Witnesses say Ethiopian military airstrikes have hit the capital of the country's Tigray region and killed at least three people, returning the war abruptly to Mekele after several months of peace. The airstrikes on Monday came days after a new military offensive was launched against the Tigray forces, who have fought Ethiopian and allied forces for nearly a year. This is VOA News. Turkey's Disaster Management Agency says a strong earthquake has struck off the Turkish Mediterranean coast. There was no immediate report of any damage or casualties. The Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Directorate said the quake, with a preliminary magnitude of 6.0, struck 189 kilometers off the resort town of Kars in Antalya province at 8:30 Tuesday morning. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki Tuesday defended his country's stance that the highest law of Poland is the country's constitution rather than the European Union law. He made the remark during his speech at the plenary of the European Parliament in Strasbourg. Morawiecki insisted that Poland abides by EU treaties and brushed off comments from opponents of Poland's nationalist government, who fear the court's ruling has put the country on a path to a possible Polexit or an exit from the 27-nation EU. The president of Ecuador has decreed a state of emergency to confront drug trafficking and other crimes, saying the military and police will take the streets to provide security. In a national broadcast Monday, the president said, quote, "There's only one enemy, drug trafficking," end quote. Quote, he pointed out that Ecuador has gone from being a trafficking zone to one that also consumes drugs, and said that drug trafficking has brought in an increase in homicides, burglaries of homes, thefts of vehicles and goods, and robberies of people. As jury selection got slowly underway Monday in the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery as he was running in their Georgia neighborhood, potential jurors said they came in with negative feelings about the case and worried about the personal consequences of serving on the jury. The slaying of the 25-year-old black man sparked a national outcry fueled by graphic video of the shooting leaked online more than 2 months after Arbery was killed. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes in Arbery's death on February 23, 2020, just outside the port city of Brunswick. With hundreds called, jury selection could last 2 weeks or more. Arbery's father said he was praying for an impartial panel and a fair trial, saying black crime victims too often have been denied justice. Greek officials Tuesday handed over the Olympic flame to 2022 Beijing Winter Games organizers. The handover ceremony was held without spectators at the renovated marble stadium in Athens, where the first modern Olympics were held in 1896. By remote, Diane Roberts.